question a little bit in the mitzvahs of Ahava and Yirah. We talked about the relationship between the two based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. And then we began discussing a little bit Yirah, Yirah Sa'onesh, Yirah Sa'ramamos, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Yisod, that without traversing the stage of Yirah Sa'onesh, a person can never attain Yirah Sa'ramamos. Tonight, perhaps we'll briefly explore together a very simple but central question. And that is, how does a person deepen his Yirah Shamayim? How does a person inculcate within himself greater Yirah Shamayim? The Torah tells us in Parshas Ekev, Ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Lokecha, Shol Meimach, Kiyim L'Yiras Hashem Lokecha. Sovdov HaKol Nishmo, Sovokim Yiroves, Mitzvosov Shemo. How does a person, even at the initial stage of Yiras HaOnesh, what do we do when we look in the mirror and the image looking back at us is lacking in Yirah Shamayim? So what is our response? So the story is told that a chassid once posed this question to the Kotzke Rebbe. And the Kotzke Rebbe answered with the following analogy. He said, imagine that you were walking through the forest alone in the dark of night, and all of a sudden you were surrounded by a group of cutthroat bandits. Would you need to look for some artificial way to arouse yourself to fear, or would you just be afraid? If you were walking through the forest and all of a sudden found yourself confronted by a chayos teref, by a lion, by a bear, would you ask, teach me how to experience fear, or would you simply experience fear? That's what the Kotzke Rebbe is supposed to have answered. Story doesn't really help us though, because we have the same question on the story that we had before the story, and that is, in one case we experience fear and in the other case we don't. So what insight was he really offering? There is one very, very important yisod. It's explicit in the Rambam, but it can be gleaned from Chazal as well. The first Rambam in Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim. It's a Rambam with which we're all familiar. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid, who called Godel v'Torah v'maylos ha-tzadikim, Asher holchim lifnehu alokim. Ki ein yeshiva sa'odom utznu osa va'asachov v'hu levado v'deiso. Ki yeshiva sa utznu osa va'asachov v'hu lifnei melech godo. V'lo dibuo v'halchovas piv kirtzono v'hu im anshe beiso ukrovov ki dibuo v'moshev ha'melech. A person behaves differently depending upon the perceived audience. And when a person has a royal audience with a king, his behavior is more refined, his words more carefully measured than when he's simply spending time with his buddies. Kol shekein kshayosim ha'odem ha'libo shehamelech ha'gadol ha'kadosh baruch hu ha'shem elokeinu la'oretz omed olav v'ro'a b'maso. Kemo shenema im yisaser ish b'mistarim v'ani lo erenu nu'um ha'shem. If a person is mindful of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Eloko La'aretz Kevodo, sees everything we do, miyad yagia elav hayira v'ha'achno'a b'pachad Hashem yizbarach u'boshto mimenu tomit. And this is from Mona Vucha. What's the crucial word here in this passage in the Rambam is the word miyad. The Rambam says that if only a person will be mindful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Omed Olav, V'ro'a B'Masav, so then immediately, instinctively, Yagia Elav HaYira. But really, Yira is a natural, instinctive reaction which a person has when he feels himself in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Rambam says, and this is, everything else we're going to say tonight is just further corroboration of this same fundamental idea, and that is that our task is not to instill Yira Shamayim in ourselves. That will be a natural reaction. What we have to do is to counter Hesach Hadas. And the real problem which we have is that we're Masiach Das, that we are distracted from this basic and fundamental truth, ultimate reality of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melokha La'aretz Kevodo. And if we would have an acute awareness of this ultimate reality of Melokha La'aretz Kevodo in the form of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit, so then Yira Shamayim is an automatic, immediate, instinctive response and reaction. The same thing you find the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah as well, the same emphasis. Again, in a very famous passage, but again, this one small word sometimes eludes us. In Perek Beis of Yesodei HaTorah, the famous Heichi Adarech Lahavoso V'Yeroso, so the Rambam says, Kishem B'shar sheyizbonin ha'odom b'masav u'buav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim v'yirim mehen chokhmoso she'em lo erech v'lo keitz. A person sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite chokhma miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mefoy u'mis'ad v'tayv v'gedol u'leida Hashem ha'gadol. And then he adds, u'kishem b'chashe b'dvarim ha'elu atzman miyad hu nirta la'achorav v'yifached v'yodeya shehu birya ketan or shefela afela omedes b'deas kala ma'uta lefnei tzmim deyos. So here too, and again it's a consistent emphasis within the Rambam, the key word here is the miyad. Again, the Rambam says, if only a person is mindful, u'kshem mechashe b'dvarim ha'elu, if only a person is mindful, so then the immediate reaction, miyad, hu nirta l'achorav. And again, nirta l'achorav, to recoil, is the motion which is associated with yira. The same explanation that yira is really a natural reaction, an instinctive reaction. You find it again somewhat more subtly in the Rambam and Hilchot Tefillin, the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Hilchot Tefillin Halacha Chafei that Kedushas Tefillin Kedushas in Gedolahi Shekol Zman Shah Tefillin Berosh Ashaladim Va'al Zvero Hu Ono V'Yirei Shomayim. There's a special skula of tefillin that as long as a person wears tefillin, almost as an automatic consequence, he experiences and he feels Yira Shamayim. L'chora, what the Rambam means here is that this is in light of the Gemara in Yuma, which he quotes earlier in the same parak, Halacha Yadalid, that Chayev Odom L'mashmesh B'tfilah calls man Shehem Olav Shelo Yasiach Daito Mehem Afilu Rega Echad Shekdushasim Gedola Mikdushas Hatzitz. But since the Kedushas Tfilin are Oser V'Hesach Hadas, right, the Chiyuv L'mashmesh B'tfilah Kol Shoa V'Shoa, which is rooted in what? In Kedushas Tfilin. So the Rambam says, since Kedushas Tfilin Aser V'Hesach Hadas, so in the Mela, that's why Kedushas Tfilin result in Shekoz Man Shehat Kedushas Tfilin Kedushas in Gedolahi Shekoz Man Shehat Tfilin Berosh Shel Odom Valzvel Hu Onavi Yerei Shemayim. The same cause and effect between the lack of Hesach Hadas and the immediate attainment of Yerei Shemayim. And the MS, this L'chora is a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachos Rabbi Yirmiyah have a Yosef Kamei de Reb Zeira Chazyeh de have a Kavod Achtuva. He thought that he was too lightheaded, that there was an element of Kalas Rosh, so he rebuked him. So Amalei, he defended himself and said, Ano tefillin manachna. You have no need to give me mussar about the Isser of Kalas Rosh, because Ano tefillin manachna. So what's the pshat? So l'chora, this is where the Rambam, one of the mekoros from which the Rambam infers his halacha, that tefillin, when worn properly, with proper attention to the Issa Hesach Hadas, automatically result in Yira Shamayim, because those two go hand in hand. Lack of Hesach Hadas allows the natural instinctive reaction of Yira Shamayim to occur. L'chora, that's the pshat in the story with the Kotzke Rebbe. That's what he was trying to communicate. That the question is misplaced. And what he was trying to answer was that if only a person would have the same awareness of being in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, that Melocha La'aretz Kivodo, the way, Lahavdil, Elif Alfei Havdalos, he has that awareness when confronted with danger. So if you would have that same awareness, so then there would be no question. Then the reaction, again, it would be immediate because it's instinctive. Perhaps this is also the pshat. Not sure if this is pshat or perhaps a little bit of beyond pshat. The Gemara says in a couple of places on that same pasuk in Parshas Ekev, "Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach." So the Gemara says, "Otu Yira Milsa Zutusahi." That the Torah seems to be downplaying. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want so much from you. All he wants is Yira Shamayim. So the Gemara says, "Otu Yira Milsa Zutusahi." It's such a trivial affair, such a trifling that the Torah dismisses as Ma Hashem El Kecha Shol Mimach. So the one answer is if Vegavi Moshe Nilsa Zutusahi. Yeah. For Moshe Rabbeinu it was wasn't a big deal. So the obvious kasha which everyone deals with, while it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing Bnei Yisrael here in saying Ma Hashem El Kecha Shol Mimach, I don't know, is the Gemara simply telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of imposing his own personal experience and speaking to Klal Yisrael that way, even though it wasn't relevant to them? What does it mean that in the Gavri Moshe Nilsa Zutusahi? So perhaps in light of what we've been discussing, the Gemara can be understood as follows. What was the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu? So we know that the Gemara tells us in Yevamis, Shabbos, that of the Gimel Dvarim, the Moshe Rabbeinu also midaita v'akadosh baruch hu hiskim al yada. And one of them was Piresh min Aisha. Piresh min Aisha, why? That he should be constantly ready to receive Nevuah. That he should be able to receive Nevuah at any moment. Right? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to Miriam and Aaron, that it was necessary because he appears to them when they weren't in a state to receive Nevuah, explaining to them why Moshe Rabbeinu had to do what he did. So Moshe Rabbeinu prepared himself to receive Nevuah at any moment, or in other words, his awareness of being in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam was as sharp and as acute as is humanly possible. So much so that he felt that at any moment the Ribono Shel Olam might be about to address him. So what the Gemara is answering is in Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutra Sehi doesn't mean that the Gemara is telling us, well, the Torah dismisses it as a Milsa Zutrasa, because for Moshe Rabbeinu, who was one of a kind, it was a Milsa Zutrasa. The Gemara is saying, no, if only we will emulate that Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the acute awareness of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samed, so then Taka the Yira is a Milsa Zutrasa. As the Rambam says here, with the emphasis of Miyad, the Rambam in the Maron Avuchim, which the Ramah quotes in Siman Aleph, the Rambam in Perek Beis, if you saw the Torah, that it's Miyad, a person is near Talachorov, Miyad hu yorei, and he has a sense of Hachna and Pachad, because it's a natural and instinctive reaction. Kimdumani, I think I once saw in the Maharal, I think it was in the Maharal, I'm not sure. He says Pshat in the Gemara of Kof Aleim Har Kegigas, that at Ma'amar HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kof Aleim Ha. So the simple Pshat seems to be that there was coercion and intimidation that Kfal Yisrael should be Mekabel Torah. So he says that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatened them. But what it means is as follows. At Ma'amad HaSinai, when Klal Yisrael were asked to accept the Torah, so it was right after the entire experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kriyas Yamsuf is Ras HaShivcha Layam Mashalava Yechezko Ben Buzi. The Gilui Shechina to which they were Zelcha at Kriyas Yamsuf was unparalleled. So he explains that to be Mekabel Torah when Pesach Hadas is impossible, because the Gilui Shechina is so overwhelming and so powerful, that was the Kfiyah. The Kfiyah was, and the Modor Rav Loraisa, is that Kabbalah Satorah happened on the heels of the most overwhelming experience of Gilui Shechina ever, when Hesach Hadas was impossible. And yet, the entire Nisoyon of our Avodas Hashem is to combat Hesach Hadas and not to allow ourselves to be Masir Das. That's what the Gemara means, that Mikan Modor Rabba La Raisa, that Ledoros, what are we called upon to do? We're called upon to prevent and combat this Hesach Hadas and to struggle 24 hours a day to have an awareness of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, so we can have this natural instinctive Yira. But at Mamad HaSinai, that's not what we bargained for. Because at Mamad HaSinai, the Gilui Shchina was so powerful and so overwhelming that it was impossible to be Masiach Das. Can a person be Masiach Das? He's sitting at a table. Can a person be Masiach Das from the table? You can't be Masiach Das from something which is so immediate and so vivid that it just overwhelms you. So too, at Mamad HaSinai, they had been overwhelmed by Gilui Shchina. That's what it means, Kof Aleihem, in that sense. And that's why the Hodeh Kibluah B'mei HaChashverosh. HaChashverosh was a time of Esther, Haster, Astir, of Hester Konim, where on the contrary, so the Shem Hashem is not mentioned in the Megillah. So there it was at a time where Hesach Hadas was possible. On the contrary, then they had the Nisayin of Hesach Hadas, so that was the optimal time for Hodeh Kibluah. For Hodeh Kibluah. So that's the yisod, that our task is not to look, we don't have to search for Yira Shamayim. Yira Shamayim is natural and immediate, and our task is not to be Masiach Das. Not to be Masiach Das means that periodically, throughout the day, Chaim Volozhiner has this in Nefesh HaChaim, that periodically, throughout the day, a person is supposed to stop and remind himself of what the context is that what he's doing. A person can't spend all day studying Sifrei Yira and Sifrei Musar. That's what the Chaim Volozhiner says, that the Gemara in Shabbos says, that Yiras Hashem hi otzaro, it's the treasury house, but it's not, but the treasury house has to be filled. So the Hesach Hadas can't be avoided by spending 24 hours a day in Sifrei Yira and Sifrei Musar. We have to be busy. We have to be busy with Talmud Torah, and we have other responsibilities. We have to discharge those also. So how do we ensure that we discharge those without being drawn into the abyss of Hesach Hadas? So the answer is, what Chaim Volozhiner says in Nefesh HaChaim, that simply periodically a person has to stop and remind himself of what the context is of what he's doing, why he's doing it, and the shame what he's doing it. And that applies even in learning. Alachas kama v'kama, it applies in when a person is going to college classes, when a person is in the office working. It certainly applies there that a person has to constantly remind himself of why he's doing what he's doing. And Dalif Neimiyata Omeh. But even when a person is involved with Talmud Torah, even there a person has to constantly remind himself of what he's doing and why he's doing it, and that he's not just learning, but he's learning the Ribono Shel Olam's Torah. And with that constant, vigilant mindfulness, so that's what the Rambam, based on these Ma'amori Chazal, is telling us, that will produce Yira Shamayim as an automatic consequence. Continue next time.